This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
We're sitting here looking at 8:06 in the morning. Are you in the danger zone? John Clark in for Gale. I'm only letting you guess. All righty. Just want to let you know that, as I tell you, it's 8:07 right now. This time check is sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, where Shrek the Musical takes center stage through August 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, Broadway, in your backyard. Yeah, it sure is. The guy that runs that's name is Clark. He can't be all wrong, right? He doesn't have an E, though. And, well, David Clark is the guy. And one time, when he was a member of the Loveland City Council and I was down there talking to him, he accused me of not knowing how to spell the name correctly because I put an E on the end of my Clark. My father is counting on me to continue doing that, and my sons and grandsons and great-grandsons. All right? We're going to have an E. But he accused me of not knowing how to spell the name because he doesn't use an E. David Clark. And you know what I said? Councilman, do you know what my father told me about Clarks without an E? You are the common Clarks. Burn. All right. Anyway, what are we going to do this hour? Who knows? Well, I know. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I want to talk a little bit more about this issue with the roads and the infrastructure deal that's been worked out. The president was a little bit obtuse. That would mean it wasn't real clear what he meant about doing this whole thing. Because first he said he'd sign one, and then he would sign the other one. And then some people thought, well, he's going to sign that one instead of the other one. And then he came out and said, I'm going to sign them both. His plan is to spend over $2 trillion to improve infrastructure in the United States. Probably that is an amount of money that could easily be spent to fix things up. Our infrastructure in terms of bridges, roadways, and other public conveniences, it's hurting. Bridges and even runways need help. So that was his plan, the $2 trillion program. Well, there was a group in the Congress that got together, and they negotiated something a little better. They decided that maybe they could get the cost down, especially the Republicans. They weren't buying the $2 trillion at all. They thought that was going to be full of pork and full of wasteful spending. And in my view, from where I sit, they were right. So they negotiated, got it down, and the Republicans wanted to spend a little under $1 trillion, maybe $900 billion. Boy, it's easy to mix those up. Talking some real money here. Remember what Everett Dirksen said? A billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about serious money. Well, we're to the point now where it's a trillion here, a trillion there. It's a thousand times worse. But anyway, the whole issue here is how much we're going to spend and how that's all going to work. Well, it, as I was talking about earlier, there was the big deal that we got into with Barack Obama when he was president. He was going to do these shovel-ready jobs. Turns out there weren't any shovel-ready jobs. Do you know that to take a project from its first envisioning it to the point where it's done and ready to work and be a part of the infrastructure, it takes a long time. If you don't believe me, just go out and drive on I-25 right now. It feels to me like they've been doing it forever. But understand that before they even turned one shovel of dirt, there was a lot of planning and things that went into that in terms of design, so that it'll work. You can see how important design is. If you don't design a building right and it falls down, this tragedy we've got going on in Florida right now could sometime, and I'm not saying for sure, but there's a good possibility that that could be tracked back to some improper design and maintenance of that building. It's the same way with our roads and our bridges and all the other things that we have that we used to get around. If we do not design them properly and we don't maintain them properly, we're in big trouble. And so that was kind of the problem that they had back in the Obama administration. They didn't have any shovel-ready jobs. Well, now we're to the point where we need to invest in the pre-shovel expense, and then we need to get it done. We've got some serious problems with infrastructure. And we are here in Colorado experiencing on I-25 between what we're doing here in northern Colorado and what they're doing in the gap down by Colorado. Well, it's between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs. That is a miserable road. And also that's I-25. I-70 going into the mountains. I came back from an extended trip over to Utah. And as I was coming back, it was unbelievable what I went through in order to figure it out. There was traffic jam all the way on 70 from Vail on over. And it wasn't any better. The other example is right now they have just cleared another landslide in Glenwood Canyon. Glenwood Canyon Road is quite a feat, the way they built that road. And you combine that with our tunnels that we have to get through the mountains. But here's the problem in Colorado. I defy you to take a look at a map and tell me how you can get from the east to the west of Colorado in a direct manner other than to use I-70. That's it. That's 300 miles from the northern border to the southern border. The only way you can penetrate our state east to west in any kind of a reasonable manner is to go through on I-70. You can find a circuitous route. Sure, you could go on down and you could figure out how to get out of here on the highway that takes off at Walsenburg from I-25 and runs over, and it winds up eventually dropping you into Durango and Cortez. But then you're on a long way south. You really are. You're far, far from the main drag, so to speak, through Colorado. We've got two tunnels that were built back and dedicated in the 70s, and that's fine. One of the great trivia questions in Colorado, and if you know the answer to this, give us a call. 353-1310, that's 970-353-1310, and tell us exactly what the second bore of the Eisenhower Tunnel is called. The one going west is the Eisenhower. What's the one going east called? Okay? We don't have anything to give you except bragging rights. But, yeah, you could do. Looks like some of you are calling in and want to know what Jared Pyle knows. Is that right going on in there, Ryan? Is that happening? Is it something that we can repeat on the air?
Oh, no, it's just Tracy.
Oh, it's Tracy. Okay, well, Tracy will lend you the money to build the road. She's a banker. She's got all the money. Well, hey, let's see. Maybe she's got a couple trillion laying around that she could lend to the president. He needs it. Oh, you want it. Okay. Ryan, if you had $2 trillion, you wouldn't have a clue what to do with it.
Not at all.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't even know what to do with a couple million, probably. You know, I'm a photographer. Took a vow of poverty. What the heck? Life is that way. Okay. If I wanted to make some real money, I would be, what would I be? I don't even know how you make a lot of money. I'm in big trouble. All right. Well, anyway, I'm talking about infrastructure and how we're so far behind on it. The pandemic did cause some problems for us, but at least people in Washington are talking about it. Now, here's one of the challenges that we have. According to the Cato Institute, they think we need $200 trillion to adequately address some of the issues that we have. And so somebody is suggesting that we liquidate federal debt assets and that Biden and Congress need to address the skilled labor dilemma. We do have a skilled labor dilemma. We got a lot of people who know how to build things, but we don't have enough. Okay. Wow. So we just have to figure all this out in terms of how we are going to improve our way to get around in the infrastructure. And we haven't even begun to talk about some of the areas of the country that have serious problems with just drinking water infrastructure. That is major. Fortunately, we're really blessed here where we are. In Greeley, you have unbelievably senior rights, really good senior rights on the Poudre River. Fort Collins has some senior rights that are pretty good as well. So in those communities, we're okay. But when you start talking about other towns, some of the other ones, Erie, DeKalb, Frederick, Windsor, some of those places, they want to be a part of what's called the NISP project. Well, NISP is, people hate it over there in Fort Collins, at least. I don't know if it's ever going to be built. Over 15 years, Northern Water has been planning that project, and it seems deader than a doornail right now. Hopefully something will happen and it'll come back. Otherwise, those towns are going to get pretty thirsty. And Thornton is starting to build the pipeline to take their water out of Northern Colorado down to the Denver area. They bought that water in 1985. Do you know that? They have yet to see one drop of it in Thornton. And Weld County and Larimer County aren't particularly eager to help them do it. So we'll see how it works out. Anyway, I gotta go. We got other things we need you to know right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm John Clark in for Gale.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Local programming continues right after Mornings with Gale and NOCO Now, the power trip in The Hull Show. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Oh, it's a man's world. John Clark here. Gail's not. Glad to have you with us right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. I was a little tough on Jared Pyle, who we talked to just a little bit ago. I mean, he does a good job, and he's their public information guy. And I did run some numbers, just so you'll know. He was telling us about he's got 60 passenger buses that are full, and that's all good, because his point was, and that is taking some of the load off of I-25 of people coming and going to Denver. And I have to admit that if they run that six buses a day, that's 360 people in each direction, 720 total. And the traffic counts, which he wasn't able to tell me, but just my knowledge of traffic, I'm sure that there's somewhere in the 30 to 40,000 trips a day range through there on I-25. And if you figure 1.4 people in each vehicle, which is what they use in the standard traffic counting for number of people moving, you've got 720. Versus about, it depends on which of those numbers you use. But if you use the 30... 0.4, you're close to 45,000 people a day who are using that in vehicles, and 720 of them riding a bus. It's a move in the right direction, and I'll give Jared that. But when you calculate the numbers, it's not even a big good size drop in the bucket. So we got to do some things to help transportation in Colorado, and I admire the fact they try and do it. They don't have the funding they need, the funding they should have. The legislature always shortchanges the people in transportation. Here's the other problem. We have a gas tax, and that gas tax is what you and I pay at the pump. The overall mileage that people get anymore has gone astronomically. And therefore, you're driving on the roads and using the roads and wearing out the roads, but you're paying less in tax because the gas tax hasn't changed. It's not a percentage of what you pay. It's a flat amount. So that's that. I got to stop. Thank you. Ryan gives me the word. We're right here. We'll just come up and wrap this all up for you real soon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, John Clark in for Gale.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NOCO Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You know you make
me wanna shout. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes cry, but shout for sure. Well, anyway, John Clark here. Been a great day. Glad to have you with us. We've got Mike Morris from Auto Collision Specialist coming in. These are the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. He'll be here for Tanner. I've been in for Gale. Thanks a bunch. Talk to you later.